Architecture forgot to build one critical thing, its own support system. That operational chaos you feel every day, it's why your best people burn out. Why project fees get eaten up from design conflicts being discovered during construction. You have projects not making any profit, and why you're still working after your family is asleep. That's the daily chaos most architecture firms face because practical training is missing from the start. Hi, I'm Caitlin Rosier, an architect on a mission to fix this. The Mentor Dino Academy is your firm's secret weapon for giving you your time back and boosting your bottom line. It's the training system that bridges the knowledge gap, helping your teams master the skills they need to work smarter, reduce costly mistakes, and build a more profitable firm. Stop the chaos. Visit MentorDino.com to learn more. The Academy is the tool to fix the chaos, and this podcast is where we share stories and perspectives that inspire a better way forward.
Hello, and welcome to the Mentor Dino podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin Rosier. I am an architect and founder of Mentor Dino. Join me each week as I speak with amazing professionals in and around the architecture, engineering, and construction industry, as we are all part of a larger interconnected community. We discuss everything from career stories, lessons learned, and advice for others finding their own unique career path. Thank you to all of our current subscribers, and if you're new, welcome to the conversation. And if you like this episode, please do me a favor by hitting subscribe, like, or share it with a friend. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support them on their own unique career journey.
On today's episode of the Mentor Dino podcast, I would like to welcome all of you to our last episode of 2025. This is usually where we review and recap, see what happens, lessons learned, pivots, updates with Mentor Dino, and life updates from me. As you know, I don't usually do solo episodes for the podcast, so this is really weird not having somebody else to talk to and speak with. So we'll see if you can hang on with me, but this will be a little bit more of a shorter episode leading into the holidays. So this episode is actually episode number 111, and today I recorded my last episode recording, which won't come out until 2026, so it was nice to have this recap episode be after I am done recording for this year and leading into the opportunities next year. We celebrated hitting over 100 episodes this year, which is fantastic. And when you look at the statistics of a podcast, most podcasters don't make it past episode 5. So it is not easy to run a podcast. I will help anybody that wants to start their own podcast, let them know my lessons learned, time-consuming areas, anything to help your workflow, different other entities that can help you get through the process. So this will be the last episode, and the new episode for 2026 will start on January 29th. So it's a little bit longer of a break, and I'll get to all the reasons as to why. So all of last year, we generally had a new guest every single week and keeping up with it. And if you caught up with my last episode update of last season, you figured out I was pregnant. And so I had my daughter in March. So I say 3, 2, 1, happy birthday for her. So anybody born on March 21st, that's how I'm going to say your birthday anyway. So it has been a journey figuring out podcasting while being pregnant and dealing with sicknesses and other things going on. And then figuring out how to be a mom. So many people when I was out on maternity leave were ecstatic that the podcast was still running and that I was still doing things. But during that, I really only needed to post my Thursday lives. Everything else was recorded this time last year. So this time last year, I was recording 3 episodes a week. It was exhausting trying to keep up to give myself that runway to take maternity leave from the podcast. So this year, the start of the year, I did 4 guests and then a themed episode, and I found you guys love the themed episodes. And as I was trying to figure out the new life dynamic of being a new mom and having her finally start daycare, but then you only get so many hours in the day left with them. It was really kind of refocusing and reshaping. So if you noticed, this year we transitioned to having a guest every other week and a themed episode to go back to some previous episodes and go through different chunks that I have seen themes running through my conversations as we've hit so many episodes. So having that alternating week was a good way to mix up the content to you. So then you can also not hear from somebody else, but also hear topics that we've been talking about throughout the podcast to let you know other episodes you may be interested in checking out the full episode. I'm going to be continuing that alternating every other week next year, especially as at the time of the podcast being released, my daughter will be 9 months old. And so still in the thick of it of learning how to be a mom every single day. And so next year I'm planning on keeping the theme every other week and taking a little bit longer of a break for Christmas and the holidays just to do a nice reset and also build up the queue of guests. I always like having guests recorded multiple months in advance because you never know when something comes up, somebody gets sick, recordings have to get rescheduled and shift around. So always planning for the unknown. I may be taking a summer break this year, so maybe 2 to 3 weeks off around 4th of July, depending on how the year goes. If I am flying and rocking and rolling, I will just fly through that summer break. So keep an eye if you do see a pause in the podcast. It's more me taking a summer break and splitting the full 2026 episode chunks into like a part one and part two of the season. And then traditionally, I take the Christmas off. So that's kind of schedule update, where the podcast is going. If you have anybody you're interested in having me interview, please reach out. You guys all have my emails. You follow me on LinkedIn, social media. Find me, let them know, and let's get involved. Mentor Dino updates. So the podcast has been fantastic and running strong. During my maternity leave, I restructured Mentor Dino a little bit. So my main offering is the Mentor Dino Academy, which is chock full of micro lessons. So you can purchase in as a member to have access to all these lessons. I am reaching out to industry experts, senior architects, and other professionals to help me build this content. So then I can teach you and we can all grow together. And it is becoming a more national growing academy. So when the academy launched in September, because I had to restructure and move everything to a different platform, I wanted to make sure the student database was user-friendly. There were filters on it so it could grow because this thing is going to become massive. There's so much to learn in architecture. And I'm not just hitting one type of architecture. I'm hitting commercial, I'm hitting residential, I'm hitting details, specifications, professional development, leadership development, project management. There's so much stuff to hit as we grow in our careers, and you always need information at different times and when you're on projects. So the Academy launched in September of 2025, and as of the start of December 2025, I'm already over 80 lessons in there. So it's growing fast, and I'm going to see if I can hit over 100 come the start of the year and just try to bring as much content and value to you if you want to learn and grow. So if you're looking to join the Academy, you can join as an individual. If you are a firm owner looking to have structured lessons and training that are architecture and design specific, reach out to me. I can always give you a free tour of what the Academy looks like today and set you up to have seats for your staff to come in and learn and grow. So that was the new adventure with the Academy and restructuring Mentor Dino while I was on maternity leave and having time for a break. The architecture side of me, because I am a licensed architect in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I am also doing another big shift. I am shifting to being my own firm owner. And I want to thank everybody I've had on the podcast. They have been a true inspiration. I really have fun with the solo firm owners or the firm owners that actually started their firm and hearing their stories and how they got there. And I think for me to get to the point that I am today with opening up my own firm, I now have connections through the podcast that if I've got questions as I'm starting out, people are willing to help me out, give advice, share information and help me grow my own business. And so getting over my own imposter syndrome of, am I good enough to have my own firm? We'll see how that goes for 2026. But that is the latest architecture update. So I am in the middle of pivoting from working for an architecture firm to getting my own projects and running my own firm business. So taking a little bit longer of a break because setting up my Revit template from scratch, coming up with standard language, general notes I want to come up with, so then my workflow is seamless. I have worked in really small boutique firms all the way to national firms, and you can see how having some of these things set up to begin with can really streamline your process and efficiencies. And then working with others to really learning more with proposals for smaller projects, because I've done more larger scale projects. So it's learning that scale change for me as well. So taking 5 weeks off rather than four is helping me with that transition. And also keeping the podcast every other week with a themed episode will also help me, because I'm going to be doing a lot more business development, reaching out, getting coffees with contractors, engineers, and owners in the Pittsburgh region. So I wanted to thank all of you for listening. And if you're looking at starting and going off on your own, definitely go back and listen to the episodes of solo entrepreneurs and smaller firm owners that started their own firm. They are truly inspirational, and all of them are so happy to help and happy to answer questions for you. So definitely reach out to any one of my guests that I've had in the past, because they have all been true mentors of mine, and I'm going to be reaching out to all of them individually to give them my own little update, but then also thank them for being such a great mentor, because that's what Mentor Dino is all about, is mentoring and helping architects through different phases of their career and challenges to overcome. So that is my little update. So podcast will be starting back up on January 29th, and I will be starting out with somebody outside the United States again. Last year I started out with Nikita Morel from Australia, and this year I'll keep you guessing on who it'll be, but it's not somebody from the United States to kick off the 2026 season. And then I'll be doing themed episodes every other week. If there are any questions or things you want me to create a themed episode on, just let me know. I am currently building out the theme content this month and into January, so then all of that can be batch recorded ahead of time and in the queue to get going for you. And if you have any questions on the Mentor Dino Academy, again, reach out to me, check out the Mentor Dino website for more information, and hopefully I have a little bit more time to be posting more valuable content, sketching, detailing, and stuff into 2026. If you've noticed, I started doing cartoons and hand sketches on my social media. So if you're always looking to learn more, the cartoons are on LinkedIn and Instagram, and the hand sketches are on both of those, as well as the YouTube channel. And I'll be trying to put more on the YouTube channel side of the Mentor Dino podcast, so it's not just the podcast, and there's actual other mentorship advice and a little bit more solo one-on-one like this. So a lot planned for 2026. I hope everybody has a fantastic new year, fantastic Christmas, Hanukkah, any holidays you celebrate. Take this time as a break to reset, reflect back on your goals from 2025, look forward and where you want to go for 2026, and I will see you guys in the new year. Thank you again for listening in, always, to the Mentor Dino podcast. I hope you enjoyed our discussion today. Learn some advice to take with you and see how our industry is all tied together to create the world around us. Check out the description below for any links or resources we discussed. If you liked the episode, please do me a favor and hit the subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up and leave a comment below. It really helps others be able to discover this resource and support finding that career path that best works for them. If you know someone that has inspired your own career that you'd like me to interview, let me know in the comments below, or you can reach out to me via my website or LinkedIn. I'd be happy to share their story or your own. Thank you again, and I cannot wait for the next career story I get to share with you next week.